You're listening to Health Radio. Health. At the speed of sound. You're at the right place for sound health information. It's Swanson Health Talk Radio with your host, Dr. Derek Da Silva. The doctor is in.
Have you with us right here at Swanson Health Talk Radio. As always, it is a pleasure to spend some time with you and talk with you about your health. How important is your health? How important is your health to you? And what are you willing to do to optimize your health? You know, we all talk about it, but what are people really doing? And that's something that always bothers me is everybody talks about it, but I'm not sure that anybody's really doing anything about it. Our first guest, Dr. Julie Chen, who will be joining us very shortly, is going to be speaking with us about why sleep is so critical and why sleep is so very important for us. May is National Better Sleep Month, and she's an integrative physician, Dr. Julie Chen. She's an MD and specializes in integrative medicine. She's going to speak with us about the role of sleep, and she'll explain how much sleep we need to get and why and all of that. Anyway, she is here right now. Dr. Chen, welcome to the program. Thanks for joining us once again. Hello, Dr. Chen. We're having some technical issues here today. All right. We'll be with her. We'll get her in just a moment here. But anyway, as I said to you in our introduction, you know, sleep is one of those things that is so very critical. People, you know, if somebody comes in to see me and they're on 3 and 4 and 5 different blood pressure medications, the first thing I ask them is, do you have a sleep problem? Meaning, do you snore? Do you jump up and try to catch your breath? These are important questions that have to be asked. As I said, just the other day I saw a patient that had a problem with blood pressure. The doctors can't figure out what's going on with him. Nobody, and he has seen a blood pressure specialist, which I find very hard to believe, that nobody asked him if he snores. And a lot of times, you know, you have to speak to the partner about, do they snore? Do they keep the partner awake? Do you catch up? Do you sit up and try to catch your breath during sleep? And what is happening here during this whole sleep issue? Because people that have sleep issues, what they have